humans intrinsically were motivated by one of two things, either to avoid pain or to move towards pleasure. Those are the two intrinsic motivations that human beings have. As you listen sincerely to people, you then know what proper questions to ask to figure out what is their pain that they're running away from, or what is the pleasure that they're trying to move towards. And this is really how you influence people. It's actually pretty simple. What's good, everybody? Welcome back to Conscious Rebel. This is episode 9, I believe. Yes, is it 10? Episode 10. I don't know why I don't know these every time I start this out. So welcome back to episode 10. Today we're going to be talking about how to influence people and why I believe that we greatly underestimate our ability to influence. Influence, I think, is one of the most underestimated topics when it comes to transformation and also when it comes to relationships and connecting with others. It's so interesting because I come from a sales background. I've been in sales for quite a while in my life. And in all the time, all the many, many years that I have been in and out of sales, I have rarely heard leaders or trainers or sales companies or groups talk about influence. We talk about, you know, body language, we talk about tone, we talk about the words that you say, we talk about, you know, manipulation and persuasion, but I hardly ever hear anyone talk about influence, which is so interesting to me because influence is significantly more powerful than manipulation. It's significantly more powerful than interference. It's significantly more powerful than persuasion. And the reason being is because influence comes from within. Influence. It's coming from the internal state. And influence is actually a natural side effect. It's a natural ripple out consequence of your inner power. The more influence you have over yourself, the more influence you are then able to have over others. So that's why we're going to talk about this today, because if you have the ability to influence others, then you can literally accomplish whatever you want, whatever people you need on board, whatever idea you need to get across, whatever people you need to move in a speech, anything that you need to do is going to require influence, because almost 100% of the things that we do in life require change. If you want to create a good business, it's going to require change and growth. If you want to create a healthy relationship with your spouse or significant other, it's going to require change and growth. If you want to create a better relationship with your body and with your nutrition, it's going to require change and growth. If you want to be able to create a better relationship with your money and with your finances, it's going to require change and growth. And by default, if you have to change and if you have to grow, or if someone else has to change and grow, there has to be influence there. You have to be influenced enough to be able to want to change and to be able to accept that process of growth. Influence, if you think about it, this is the reason why I think it's greatly underestimated. In every single micro interaction that you have with somebody else, that you have with a human being, every single conversation that you have, whether this is on the phone, whether this is with a stranger, someone you know, someone you don't know, whether this is in person, I literally mean every micro interaction. You go to Trader Joe's and you're at the checkout aisle and you start to have small talk. That is an interaction. And in that tiny little moment, in that 30 to 45 seconds that you're there and that you're about to step out of that store, dependent upon your energy, dependent upon your body language and what you say and the intention behind it, you have an opportunity literally within that 45 seconds to influence that person. With your words, with your energy, you are able to plant seeds in people's minds and you are able to influence them for better or for worse. And this is why I think that influence is greatly underestimated, because every micro interaction, you have an opportunity to influence somebody from the way that you look at them, the way that you smile, the way that you speak. All of this has a powerful effect over influencing people. And again, coming back to what I said in the beginning, you cannot influence others until you are fully able to influence yourself. What that means is that you have enough self-respect and you have enough self-discipline to do what you say you will do, that you begin to literally raise that power within you to influence yourself, because you have more power and discipline over yourself. Once you can then do that and influence yourself, you're then able to influence others. This is extremely practical. Some of you listening to this may not be into this or into the topic of influence, but think about it. I promise, just stick with me here. Influence is required for everything, whether this is at your job again or in relationships. I feel like I'm beating a dead horse here, but I really want to get across that every aspect of your life where you want to grow, it requires influence. So we need to become really good at being able to influence. How do you influence? What does that mean? What does that entail? Because if you can influence, then you can do anything. You can walk into any room and be a powerful figure. You can get people to be able to work towards a common cause, towards a higher ideal, a higher virtue. You can have a more seamless transition in between relationships, in between jobs, in between everything, because influence is all about the way that you're able to move the energy of life. So what we're going to do is I'm going to go over a bunch of different ways on how you can influence people. Some of these are from different books, such as How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. And others of these are some of the things that I have learned on my own journey, and especially with a background in sales, of what really works when it comes to being able to influence yourself and being able to influence others. So as I go through these, as you think about using these with others, of being able to influence people, I want you to first think about using these with yourself, of being able to gain influence over yourself. And again, I got to preface, influence is not manipulation. There's a big, big difference. Influence is not persuasion. It is a big difference. Influence comes from within. Because you have power over yourself, you are then able to influence others, to inspire them, to empower them. That's what it means to influence. We're not forcing here. We're not interfering. People are living their own lives according to how they want to live, but we are able to empower from our own actions over ourselves. Now, you could really boil influence down to two things. Like, I'm serious about this. There's, as I look back from the on this, I'm going to give you 10 different ways that you can use to strengthen your influence over yourself and over others. But if I'm being honest, it really boils down to two things that are extremely simple. Number one, listen sincerely. And number two, ask questions. That's it. That's what influence comes down to. If you really want to influence someone or influence a group or influence an organization, you have to listen sincerely. What are you trying to influence and why? You can't know why you're trying to influence or what you're trying to influence until you truly listen. And you're listening for the hiccups in someone's life. You're listening for the challenges. You're listening for the parts of their life where they're not feeling empowered, where they're not feeling influenced at all. So you first actually have to listen sincerely. And then you're asking questions to find out more data about this person and about who they are, what makes them operate, what makes them tick, what are their fears, what are their desires, what are the pains, what are the pleasures? Because humans intrinsically, we do one of two things. We're motivated by one of two things, either to avoid pain or to move towards pleasure. Those are the two intrinsic motivations that human beings have. And so as you listen sincerely to people, you then know what proper questions to ask to figure out what is their pain that they're running away from, or what is the pleasure that they're trying to move towards. And this is really how you influence people. It's actually pretty simple, but we're going to break it down into even more micro steps. So number one of really how to gain influence over people is, as Dale Carnegie states it, do not criticize, condemn, or complain. Only the fool does these things. It serves you no purpose to criticize or complain or to blame anybody. Like, these things are just dumb. These are in the past. These are victim mentality. If you really have influence over yourself, complaining and criticizing, these things do not even exist within your reality. So you have to be disciplined enough to get rid of all this fluff. And when you're with people, to not criticize. You can give constructive feedback, but don't criticize. Don't complain. Don't talk shit on other people. Don't gossip. None of this looks good for you. It really doesn't. You may think that you're winning friends over by gossiping, and so people start to listen to you because they want the tea. But in the long run, it ends up hurting you because you are known as someone now who slanders other people behind their back. And that's not a great quality. Who wants to be friends with that person? Because if I'm with you and you're talking shit on someone, what happens when I'm not with you? Are you then doing the same thing about me behind my back? It's just, for me, it's a big X. It's a hard no for me. It's one of those strikes that's just like, if you're complaining and you're gossiping about other people and you don't like seeing other people win, that's one strike for me. It's one and done. I just don't want to spend that time with those types of people. Number two, be generous with praise. You have to first kind of accomplish the first one of not talking shit about people to then be able to be generous with your praise. And people who aren't generous with their praise oftentimes are extremely jealous or envious because deep within them they feel inadequate. And if they watch other people succeeding, then they have the fear of falling behind, and that then holds them accountable for rising to the same level. It's the crabs in the barrel analogy. And so those who really know how to influence others and influence themselves, they're extremely generous with their praise. They're always giving compliments. They're always telling other people how good they're doing. And they're always looking for the positive side of life. Again, just as you do these things to influence others, also be very keen on doing these steps with yourself. This means being generous with praise towards yourself. Instead of that negative voice that plays on autopilot in your head of what a shitty person you are, maybe you start to notice all the great qualities that you actually do have and the strengths that you do have and the great things that you have accomplished, and you focus on those. That's what it means to be generous with praise. Number three, remember people's names. This is one that I've really had to work on because I'm not great at, but the moment that you learn someone's name, within the next 5 seconds, repeat it back to them. Oh, what's your name? Oh, Jessica. It's a pleasure to meet you, Jessica. Like, repeat it back to them yourself, and that will help you remember. But Dale Carnegie often says that the person's name to that person is the sweetest and most important sound in any language. People love hearing their name. There's plenty of research behind this. So the more that you use people's names and you address them and you look at them in the eye, it just shifts energy levels. It completely helps them to break down their walls and recognize that if this person is looking at me in the eye, if they're calling me by name and they know who I am and they remember it, then clearly they are sincere. Clearly they care about me to some degree, at least enough to remember my name. It goes a long, long way. So really be conscientious of remembering people's names and you will be able to have more influence and power. Number four on how to really increase your influence, be genuinely interested in other people. You've heard the saying that says, when you walk into a room, the way to be interesting is to be interested. If you really want to be the person who has a lot of connections and who people want to be around, it's not because you're the most interesting person in the world. It's actually because you're so deeply interested in other people. You ask questions. You listen sincerely. You listen to them when they talk. You remember their name. You're truly there, present with them. The more genuinely interested you are in people, the more influence you're going to have over them. And again, this is why influence is not manipulation or persuasion. With persuasion and manipulation, you don't have to care. You don't have to have any genuine interest. That's the whole point of manipulation, is it's hollow. It's an illusion. But with influence, the reason it is so much more powerful than persuasion and manipulation is because you actually genuinely have to be interested. You actually have to care about the person or the group or the organization or yourself. You actually deeply have to care. It's real. And that caring is an energy that other people can feel, and therefore they listen and follow to you when you deeply care. That's why influence is so powerful, because it can't be faked. You can't fake it till you make it with influence. Influence is real. It's raw. It's straight from the heart. Number five, know the value of charm. So when it comes to influence, it's you may have the personality where you're pretty melancholy. You may be an introvert. You may keep to yourself. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if you truly want to awaken in this world, if you want to step into your full potential, and if you want to be able to influence people and be a great leader, at some point, you're going to have to actually really open up and tap into your own charm, your own charisma. And it's a charisma that's genuine. It's really coming from you, but you start to become more extroverted, and you start to become, again, you're talking more because you're more interested in people at the same time while you're listening. But your charm begins to come out more and more because you're being more playful with people. You really care, and you're enjoying yourself. Listen, it's really simple when it comes to this point. The truth is, people want to spend time around happy people. That's the truth. You may not like it, and you may not agree, but the truth is, people want to spend time with happy people. I mean, if you see someone that's walking around with their head down, they're really mopey, they're really negative, nothing is good enough, like, do you really want to spend time with that person? Do you want to date that person? It's heavy. It's exhausting. Like, I don't. Do I care about those people? Of course. Do I have compassion? Of course. But do I want to spend my time with those people? No, I don't at all, because I've worked hard to be able to get my energy to where it is now, to the point where I don't want to spend time around negative people. I just don't. And so when you know your charm and you're charismatic and you enjoy yourself and you're genuinely happy and positive, you can influence people more because people want to spend time with you. And that's really important if you want to influence. Number six, be quick to acknowledge your own mistakes. Dude, no one hates more a person who's just in their ego, can't admit they're wrong. Like, come on. This is 2023. Get over yourself. Everyone's wrong. We all make mistakes. We all make failures, or we all fail. And so the more adept you can become at just admitting you're wrong and acknowledging your mistakes, the better it is, and the better relationships you will garner with people. Because when you acknowledge your own mistakes, it's called honesty. It's called integrity. Everyone makes mistakes. So if you claim that you're never wrong, people can sniff that out. It's bullshit. Like, of course, people are always wrong. We always make mistakes. So the more that you own that and just realize that's part of the human arc of living, then the more you can really amp up your power of influence. Number seven, this is one that I pulled from Dale Carnegie's book, and he talks about how you shouldn't attempt to win an argument. He said the best way to win any argument is to avoid it. Now, this doesn't mean avoid confrontation. It means avoid the argument, because there's no benefit in blame. There's literally no accomplishment in arguing. It doesn't really benefit. We can have a conversation, we can have a dialogue, but to sit here and argue is just draining of both your energy and my energy. So when you find those people that are intentionally confrontational, just avoid it. It's not even worth your time. And so for you yourself, if you're one of those people that's intentionally confrontational, you need to know straight up the truth, which is that people don't want to be around that. People don't like someone who is intentionally confrontational all the time and trying to win an argument. It's exhausting. There's no purpose to it, you know? So people don't want to be around that energy. Number eight, begin on common ground, or what I like to say, meet people where they are. Out of the whole list, I would name this as number one. If you want to really influence people and you want to have this power where people listen to you because they trust you, you have to meet people where they are. If they're in a really low spot, you're going to have to meet them there. If they're in a really high spot, you need to meet them there. Wherever people are, meet them there. That allows them to see that you see them, you hear them, therefore you can come to their level. And now that we're equal, now we can grow. Now we can change. Now we can influence together. Number nine is you can't force people to believe anything. And you're not trying to. Again, influence is not about force. It's not about persuasion. It's not about manipulation. Influence is about empowering someone to make their own choices, empowering someone to create their own beliefs. If I am speaking to you or to an audience and I want to influence the audience about something that I am speaking on, let's say that I am speaking on how everyone needs to become more healthy. My goal with that is not to convince people that this is the truth or this is the right way. What I am trying to convince people of is that I believe what I am saying, and that what I am saying is coming from my heart, and it's coming with a sort of sense of conviction. And when people believe that I believe what I'm saying, that's when I have more influence. I'm not trying to convince you of what I'm saying. I'm not trying to force you to believe what I'm saying. But what I do want you to know is that I believe what I'm saying, that I believe it's genuine and it's coming from the heart. And when people can feel that subtle difference, that's when you can influence versus force. And the last one of how to really increase and amplify your influence is really simple and probably the hardest one, which is make people feel important. That's it. Make people feel important. But you see, this is why this is the hardest one, because what makes someone feel important is different for every human being. That means there's 8 billion different ways to feel important. What makes you feel important is not going to be what makes your spouse feel the same way. So if you really want to influence, make people feel important. And what is important to them? That's why I said it comes back to listening and asking questions. The more you get to know a person, the more influence you have over them, because you can cater your conversation to them. You know, so smile at people, know people's names, praise people, make an effort to know their interests and chat about things that they deem as important to make them feel important. And if you can make people feel more important in their lives and like they're valued and like they're seen, literally, you will walk through the world with an exponentially more pleasant and incredible experience, because you will be able to see that people follow you, they listen to you, and they trust you simply because everything that you're saying and doing is coming from within. It's internal, it's influence, not interference. So, as you kind of think on this podcast again, as we kind of wrap up and you think through these different points, I would actually admonish you to go back through and listen to these 10 points again, with those two foundational pillars being listen sincerely and ask questions, because you can use this for everything. Again, whether it's for a business, whether you're a startup and you're trying to change culture and get your employees listen to you, maybe you're a salesman and you're trying to close more deals, maybe you're in a relationship and you want your spouse to do something different or your house to operate a different way. This isn't persuasion. This isn't convincing. This is influence. And this first comes from influencing yourself. All of these 10 bullet points I just went over, you have to first do this with yourself. And once you have full influence over yourself, meaning that you praise yourself, you're genuinely interested in yourself and what your soul wants, you're stepping more into your playful side, you're acknowledging your own mistakes, you're not arguing with yourself, you're not having that negative voice, you're making yourself feel important. When you truly value yourself and you gain influence over yourself, you can then influence others. So with that in mind, take these points, apply them into your life, and become more influential, because we greatly underestimate that in every micro interaction that we have, in every waking moment that we're alive, we are either influencing ourselves or we are influencing others. Love you guys. Ciao.